Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store. And around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Before we get started with the program today, we have some gifts that have come from. Did they come to your secret location?
They came to my father's business,
the Spiewak bunker.
They came to my father's business, Spiewak Associates.
The Spiewak bunker that has a logo on it that really doesn't resemble a swastika.
No, what it is, it's the word Spiewak, but the S is a dollar sign.
This comes to us from Wanda.
Hi, Wanda.
Wanda writes, "Hi, guys."
Hey, guy.
I don't think she sounds like that.
Okay. Wanda, hi, guys.
Better.
I listen to, or, you know, oh, I got a great Facebook message. I know I'm digressing
here. No, you're fine.
But I don't know. I'll find who it is because I have to say thank you to the guy that sent me the photoshopped Tracy Morgan as a waitress and with the caption, "Do you want some syrup on your waffles?"
Nah.
Thank you. Hi, guys. I listen to you while on my mail route, and I'm the happiest mail lady ever. My route is very rural with 4 hours on the road every day, and I'm crossing my fingers that the 1 hour, 20 minutes you do now will be extended even more. I have found a banana peel in a mailbox before, hey. But also condoms, poopy diapers, half-eaten melted chocolate donut, and a rubber snake that I cut up with my scissors and put back.
That's not good.
You wonder why, you know, they go postal. Sorry.
Oh, sure.
Sorry. You wonder why they go postal. You wonder. Replay number six.
Yes.
Postal. Jesus. When Cappy's here, you just get so googly noogly.
We're trying to find something else. You see.
All right. Well, no. We'll just keep it turned up.
I understand.
It's a fader. It's on an audio board. Just leave it up there. Is that why you check every day? Is that why you check the replays every day? My instant replays, because if you don't check them, like you didn't check them today,
should have checked them.
They won't be turned up.
Should have checked them.
All right. Anyway.
He's too busy talking about his logo on his sweatshirt.
So.
Sorry.
You're not.
It's a little inside.
Sorry looking.
So she's telling us all the crap she found in the mailboxes. Enclosed are gifts for you all as thanks for the entertainment. I love the diversity because that's what makes the world go round, and it's the best part of the podcast. We have diversity. I mean, I know we've got Oscar from Bolivia, but that's about all the diversity.
Well, there's certainly intellectual
Cappy's
diversity.
Cappy's here right now, so we've got a woman in, you know, paneling with us, but that's only temporary.
Hebrew.
We've got a Jew.
Yeah.
We don't have any blicks.
No, we don't have any blicks.
But I think
blicks. And incidentally, when I say that, I always like to use the, for whatever reason, comedic purposes primarily, the South African pronunciation.
Nah.
Blicks.
Nah. We don't have any of
those. Well, it's my least favorite accent in the whole wide world.
There's different personalities in the room.
Hey, Oscar. Yeah. Do you think the South Africans, did they discriminate against the Bolivians as well?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I hope not.
Thanks for keeping it real and have a super sparkly day, Wanda Farmer.
Farmer!
Yay. Thank you, Wanda.
Let's see what we got here.
Wanda's come correct in my case.
Oh, my God, Wanda, I love you. This is fantastic. No, you don't know.
What are they?
Keep it in
this
your pants,
is huge.
O'Mara.
I'm sorry. This is a great.
What are they?
They're T-Bones, the great dog snack, the greatest dog snack in the world.
Dog snack. Okay.
This is the greatest dog snack. A postal worker, a mail lady would know this because there is not a dog alive that does not adore this product.
Describe them.
I should be getting them for free. What they are, I'll show them to you.
Oh, you know what? I can see them on the package. They're like
they're little T-bone steaks.
I buy something similar. They're marrow bones. They actually have like goo in the middle of the crunchy.
They're fantastic.
Yes, dogs go crazy.
And I don't know if there's goo there, Rob. They're just that artificial, you know, meat byproduct.
Well, let's call it meat goo.
Let me tell you what's in it. Ground wheat, water, whey flour, corn, gluten, meal, glycerin, sugar, ground yellow corn, beef, chicken byproduct meal. Oh, chicken byproduct meal.
Wow. Yummy. Well, you care enough to send the very best.
Man, oh, man, I know what that is. Geek. Let's see. Let me see. Bacon fat. That's now. See,
now
we're talking.
Solid.
See, good
bacon
for the owner
fat
as well.
And then a bunch of chemicals. That's a great gift.
Let me say this.
Yes.
That I think as a group, collectively, we've gotten you group presents.
Yes.
We've gotten you individual presents.
Yeah.
That is the most enthusiasm I've ever seen.
You know
it
why?
Really
is.
You know why?
You
know what it is,
present.
Really, when you get to be my advanced age,
yes.
Oscar? It's daily need. It's daily
necessity.
It's daily need.
Affirmation? Or
I'm the one that rolls out and picks up these bags. First of all, that's the super jumbo large bag.
It is.
It's less time I have to go out there.
She saved you a trip.
And my dogs are responding. I'm not exaggerating here. I can almost get them to poo on command if I mention treat now.
Wow.
Because they love that. I don't know whether they're putting crack in there, but it's a great dog treat.
You're similar. Have a similar effect with Buzz.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Buzz, who was... Are we allowed to say where Buzz is today?
I think so.
Public record.
Buzz is in court.
What for?
Buzz is in court for speeding. Buzz is going to go to jail today.
He's currently been taken away in custody?
Mr. Elston, you spent 6 months in jail. How do you feel after you've been released? Cocky.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you have?
Mine says, Rob, I hope you don't already have one of these. If you do, you can play with this one.
All right. Oh, it's a cut-up snake.
I don't have this.
Nice.
This is the Elvis Mr. Potato Head.
Oh, wow.
Fantastic. This is so going on the Elvis
home
show.
Run.
Terrific.
Oh, that's a
that
winner
great.
Every
this
time.
Look at that package.
Mark, are those your Oreos that you got?
No, they're the groups. I just wanted to take them out so everyone could see.
They look great.
Open them, Mark. Let's see how they taste.
These aren't just Oreos, Mike.
Are these the birthday cake Oreos?
There's the birthday cake.
You know what? Every time I'm trying to lose weight.
There's the peanut butter. There is a triple stuff that has both chocolate cream and vanilla cream inside.
Hi.
Well, you know, we're having a birthday here today. It would be a shame if we didn't open the cookies.
That's true.
Yeah, the birthday, come on, the birthday's tonight.
Yeah.
I like to think of it all day with cookies here.
It's Cappy's birthday today.
Yeah.
That's why
happy
birthday. That's why she came to visit us all the way from California. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
And it's not every day, you know, and her first drink tonight, it's going to be a big deal.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, when you hit that 21 mark, it's a big, big deal.
I bet you can't wait to vote.
We promise, though, Cappy, we won't be doing shooters, okay?
Yeah.
We won't be doing shooters.
We promise
because,
we could.
You know, I've read the articles about the college kids.
Binge drinking. You
know, they're binge drinking. They start it in alcohol poisoning. We don't
it's
want
true.
It to end with an
the
emergency.
The eyedropper in the eye.
Oscar, what did you get?
I got, you know, a way to my heart is an Amazon gift card.
Oh, yay.
Thank you so much.
This is so nice.
This is very kind.
Perfect. This lady actually listens.
And Mike got a poopy diaper.
Let me see what I got here. All right. A super bright Red Sox flashlight.
Oh, there you go.
Excellent.
Oh, this is awesome.
Well, you use it to read.
Two super bright Red Sox flashlights. 9 high power LEDs last for more than, she knows I like flashlights.
You know what? Do you have an LED flashlight yet?
Yes, I do.
They're great.
I have everything.
I know you have.
They are really
if you can find it at a dollar store. Store. I got it. All right, let me see. There's something else here.
It is?
Let me see what this is. Let me open it.
Here we go.
Red tissue. Oh,
look at that.
Oh, look at that. It's a little
baby Red Sox onesie. And is it a Red Sox bib?
Oh, it's a Red Sox bib.
Oh, that's perfect.
Oh, that's awesome. Just like the
Boston
one.
Boston Strong, baby.
Mike, that's just like the bib you wear when you spit up.
This is true. Absolutely.
When Mike spits up.
And in
bad
the immortal,
tummy.
And in the immortal words of my cousin Teddy, when the kid's out of diapers, it'll be time to put me in them, everybody.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Let me tell you my story, man. Last year, I was insane for this crazy little eighth-grade bitch.
Okay? Crazy? Insane?
Insane?
And what did it to me was these big she had for 13. She would not have to worry about no this for the rest of her life, boy. You know, she was set and she was looking good, son.
That's the truth, baby.
I called every night for like a month. I mean, I'm talking devotion, man.
Every damn night?
Every night, Mitch. I ain't playing with
and
you.
On the telephone?
What this boy talking about on the telephone, man?
Explain it
what
to
the
him.
Goddamn, we know there's a telephone, boy. What the hell thing I doing?
But he hung up on her.
Oh, you didn't hang up on her. The chick with those big, big things.
Man, you hung up on the bitch. Man, you know, now here's the capper. You know what the bitch did to me?
Lay it on.
Check this out. Listen to what she did to me.
She need you in the nuts and called him faggot in front of everybody.
No. She did what?
Bitch need your nuts?
Bitch need my nuts, man. I'm not playing with y'all either, man.
In the family jewel?
In the family jewel, man.
Worst pain there is.
Broke my heart in two.
Broke more than your heart.
From my heart and from my hand, why don't people understand my intention?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
What's that from?
That's from Weird Science.
Weird Science!
I pictured that bar as the bar that you went to in Boston this past weekend.
You know, the...
every damn night!
No, no. As I joked with my cousin Ben, the bar that we went to, really the only movie we were thinking about was Anchorman.
Oh, yeah?
Because the jazz band that was on stage, the three-piece, the trio, was a... actually, maybe it was a quartet, but it was jazz flute.
Oh,
and
wow.
So we immediately thought
that's
of Ron
right.
Burgundy.
Is that the first time you've seen jazz flute since you took me to the Blue Note in New York and we saw Herbie Mann?
Did we see Herbie Mann?
You don't remember?
No. Anyway,
I thought that was the Blue Oyster.
Live
yeah,
from Studio
a lot of this.
1K in the Pfeifferplex Broadcast Center. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We're downloaded worldwide 17.5 million times, powered by Encore Insurance, and we're at MikeO'MaraShow.com, 102.9 FM WTNT, right here in Washington, D.C., and the mighty 1630 KCJJ in Iowa. Hi to Steve. Hi to Tommy. Hi to Tom Suter. Hi to Billy Suter. Hi to Mr. Douglas. Hi to who are all the
Mr.
other?
Mr. Haney.
Mr. Haney.
Really?
Hi to Tommy Lang's father and his overalls.
Gene. Say hi to Jan Suter. I'm not Jan Suter. Jan Bridges.
Jan Bridges.
Soboroff, yeah.
You'll always succeed when we kiss KCJJ's ass because they love Rob more than Rob's future home. Anyway, our show today is brought to you by RC Kitchens. RC Kitchens is going to remind you that it's springtime. Time for all those people that you don't really like to track all that crap into your house.
Yes.
Because there's mud and there's outdoor activity and you need a mud room.
You really do.
The mud room that RC Kitchens provides can turn your messy entryway into an organized and attractive mud room. And they can do it in one day. I like anything that can be done in one day.
That's fantastic.
Perfect. I love anything household.
Minimum inconvenience.
Absolutely. So if you want it done in one day, they're the people to call, all because of RC Kitchen's experience and their expert planning. Get a mudroom in one day and get it for $300 less when you tell RC Kitchens that you heard it on the Mike O'Mara Show. From D.C. to Delmarva, estimates from RC Kitchens are guaranteed accurate. Even if you're outside the D.C. area, RC Kitchens still might be able to help you. Call on Rory Callahan and his crew today at 301-537-3515 or at rckitchens.com, and we thank you in advance.
Thank you, Rory.
Before we get rolling here on a serious, serious note, and he stepped out for just a second here, but I wanted to talk about the good people that support this show by purchasing our funny, goofy merchandise.
Right.
And it has come to my attention that just a number of you, but not an insignificant number of you, because anybody, even if it's one person, that we take too much time getting things to you. We really, really want to make sure that you know that we are trying every day to work on this and to streamline our products, you know, and to get them out to you. We're not a big organization. No. We're not Amazon, folks. We're really not. But we do, you know, because of you, sell a tremendous amount of T-shirts and DVDs and things of that nature.
Right.
And, Mark, we're going to fix this problem, correct?
We absolutely are. And first, I want to apologize personally because it's embarrassing when it doesn't matter if it's one person or 10. When you're not getting the stuff that you ordered, it just sucks. And so we're sorry about that. And I'm working with our intern Josh. We're going to work on streamlining.
Now, that's
the process.
A problem right there. Working with our intern.
Well,
Josh.
He helps us. You know, he helps us get those.
I was wondering
processed.
If right. yeah. the stuff you ordered, yes. if it was there yet.
But
because
we
did I give the wrong address? Did I write it in the back of the envelope? Is that the wrong address that I sent it to? Did I send you? Is there a chance that I sent you a DVD instead of a T-shirt?
Yeah,
there's
we
a five-digit number
right.
at the end of your address.
But anyway, we are doing that, and we're also working closely with our vendors to make sure that they understand the urgency to get these things out to our listeners.
Yeah, it's very important.
2013, better customer service.
Better customer service. We take it seriously. And if you have a problem, I'm on Facebook, and you can send it to Mike O'Mara at Facebook. Message me directly. Let me know if you're having a problem. Let me know if you're having a success story. I want to know.
Right.
It's very, very important. We're small. We can talk to each other. You can give me a message, and I can call Mark within 2 minutes. You can give Mark a message. He can call me within 2 minutes.
Yep.
You can give me a message. I can get to Rob Spiewak within a day or two.
That's
yeah.
right.
That's the way it works.
Because you're constantly wanting to talk with me. You call, you say, Rob, let's chat.
Wouldn't it be...
How are you?
Let's talk about the communication on the show.
Right.
Okay.
Would it be safe to say that Rob is the most difficult? None of us are really all that difficult to get in touch with. But I would say the one I've had the most problems with over the years, and not recently, but over the years, would be you.
But the thing is
because
you carry,
put your phone away. You like put it in a cake
yeah.
in the refrigerator.
You carry, yes, I put it in a cake in a refrigerator.
You do, it's just
what
like,
are you smoking?
Carrie, I don't know where the, I don't know
on
where
ice.
The phone is.
But you have a smartphone, right?
I have a smartphone.
And you know that right under my cell phone number
yeah.
is my home phone number.
Right.
And that's a hard line, and I always answer that.
You see this thing? You see, this is my cell phone.
Right.
And you know what I do when I'm in the house?
What?
Keep it right next to me.
That's yeah. terrific
it's,
for you.
It's with me. Yeah, but what's the malfunction with you doing that?
If it charges and it's by my computer, that's where I charge it. My computer is not where I am all the time.
You should charge it on the main level of your home.
You should charge it on the main
no,
level
No, I'm
your
saying
home.
You should charge it like where it's where you can hear it at least. You know, and
I don't charge it
many
there.
Times my phone will ring, and I will see it's somebody that I know,
yeah. right?
and I might not get it on the first rings, but I call the person back post-haste.
He could also forward all his calls straight to his house.
Bingo.
That's true.
Bing, did you hear that? That's your brother that said it.
He's not my brother. He's not my brother.
Why are you still looking at me?
How does that work?
Why still, don't look at
I
me
just
anymore.
Go into the phone settings.
And you can do that?
Yeah. yeah, yeah.
Don't look
yeah.
at
I
me.
I will
anymore.
Do that then, maybe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don't look at me.
Mike, and I'll answer in Spanish.
Don't look.
I think Oscar has learned this trick. I know that the best way for me to get in touch with Rob, just go through Facebook.
Yes. Yes, yes.
And you've done that.
Don't text him.
He will look at that more than anything else.
And you have done that. And,
done what?
Well, you've gotten to me through Facebook. Yeah, I know one time.
Like, what would be the most? This week we had a little business to take care of.
Exactly.
I think it was Sunday night into Monday morning.
Right.
And I left you a text message.
Right.
Knowing that there would not be a response that
but
evening.
But you sent it at like 10:30. I was abed.
Yeah, that's true. But I mean,
I was abed, Mike.
I know, but there was. But I know you, and I know I'll get the response the next day. Mark's the same way with email. I send Mark an email. He doesn't always get it.
Right.
Right.
So,
but
get it like receive it or get
no,
it like
Mark,
understand
Mark,
it?
The way to communicate with Mark is text.
Yeah.
The way to communicate with you is your home phone at your house.
Right.
You never leave when you're home. You never leave your house.
No.
Unless you're going to go to Costco to get supplies for your house, and then you come
back
home.
Well, I go to Costco to buy a new hardline phone for my house.
And Oscar, you're...
I get to you.
But you're the big one for the... Oscar can't come to the phone. You have the automatic voice that kicks right
yeah,
to the...
Yeah, my service, baby.
And then you screen every call you get.
Even if it's from
one of us, and then you call back.
He is the hardest to get in touch with.
Is Oscar?
Yes, he is.
Right.
I don't screen them. I don't screen them at all.
You don't?
I don't. I never listen. Almost every time we talk, did you hear my message? No, I'm just calling you right back.
Oh, okay.
I usually miss a call.
You miss
right.
the call.
Yes,
maybe he screens my calls because he never answers.
So
for
maybe
me.
You are the most difficult.
No,
to
I call
with.
Right back and I apologize profusely.
But I think you
feel horrible.
That's all he does is feel horrible and apologize. I get that all the time.
I think you're the most difficult to get in touch with on the first phone call.
Oh, absolutely.
You'll rarely answer the phone, and I don't think that's
then,
just not hearing it or putting it somewhere. I think that's just not bothering to answer.
Let me tell you how many messages I have currently in my phone.
Oh, it's fascinating.
Let's
you know who
out.
Else was really tough?
Let's find out.
You know who never answered, never ever, is a guy that we still occasionally see, is Mr. Diaz.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
Never,
yeah, but
ever.
Diaz, yeah, but that doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah, well, that's a good call. I have 72 voicemails.
That is what? So cool.
Yeah. That's not cool. I
How
feel
many
horrible.
Do you have?
I call those people back. 72.
Oh, gosh.
Why do you have so many?
Because I miss their calls and I call them right back so I never have to listen to the message.
So delete it. Doesn't it drive you crazy that you have them hanging over your head?
Yeah.
It's like the sword of Damocles. How could you live with that?
I've already communicated to those people.
I got a phone
then
call.
Then delete the message.
I got a phone call right before the show that said, your photos are already at Walmart and I don't have any photos at Walmart.
Oh, you must go pick them up. What if they're great pictures?
I think they did say a name, but I forgot about it.
Oh, have you ever thought about like going and picking up someone else's pictures? I have.
Hey, I want to mention that here from California, all the way from California, you've heard our mention of her on a regular basis, but her name's Cappy Pfeiffer, and she is celebrating a birthday today.
Yeah.
So
thank
we want
you.
To say great
happy
to have you here this week, and we love the fact that you
do. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you very much.
Damn right.
All right, turn that off. Now
thank
the traditional
you.
Mike O'Mara Show, happy birthday greeting. Cappy.
Pfeiffer.
So welcome, and we'll have a great birthday dinner tonight. We're glad to have you with us. And you've supported this show since the very beginning of the show, and we'd love to get you back here every now and then from California. And when you get back home or before you came out here, is there anything you are doing special when you get back to California for your birthday? Or do you hate everybody out there and just come back here because you like us?
Yeah, there are three nights out of five that I'm going out to dinner with different people.
There you go. She's a player, baby. She's a player.
People love you.
She's a player.
But nothing will approach the dinner tonight because, if I'm not mistaken, all the salad and breadsticks you want.
Now, last night, charge. When Cappy comes to town, she normally visits with Buzz.
Oh, come on.
At Buzz's house.
Yes.
With Buzz and Marcia. I understand they kennel the cats when Cappy's gone.
Really?
Wow, is that code?
That's true. But
you don't want fur getting down there.
And tonight Cappy's staying with the O'Maras.
You have to play that music, baby.
Yeah. And yeah. Hey, welcome to my domicile. How you doing, huh? Oh, I am so sorry.
Added a hound.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It should be fun.
Be careful, Cappy. There's a reason he calls it the mud room.
That's so nasty.
But thank you to Rory.
On the program today, moving right along, I love sports games.
Hooray for sports games.
Let's go, Caps.
Yeah.
This gets back to the original. It seems it's a recurring theme. But I do post because people like when I post my zang.
Yeah, I like that.
When they win the game. And, you know, the thread goes along, and then the haters deep into the thread, you know, you didn't. And this one, God, I use a bad word for this lady, writes, "You didn't believe."
Oh, what? That's
let me not explain. True. Let me explain to this woman who doesn't understand what rooting for sports teams is all about.
For sports games, yeah.
Just because you say blow it all up and trade them all and fire the coach and bitch does not take away from the fact that virtually every game played I saw this year, I watched every game. Yeah. Some of them in person, some of them on the Magic Box, but I watched almost every single game the Caps played this year.
Hockey man.
I was hockey man. So you are not allowed to tell me I didn't believe.
Right.
I did believe, and I stayed with. I don't believe they're going to do anything in the playoffs.
Really?
But I'm still going to watch them, and I will be happy. No, I'm very fatalistic.
Has it been determined who they face in the first round?
Not yet. Okay. Not yet. Probably Ottawa.
Oh, they'll destroy them.
I think they'll surprise
Ottawa!
Them.
I think
they'll win the cup this year, and it'll be tainted. You know why?
Because of the shortened season.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, that doesn't bug me. I'll tell you why that doesn't bug me. Because there are going to be people that are going to say that. So if you go into this playoff situation and say, hey, it's going to have the asterisk, I'm fine with that, I can deal with that, now I'm ready for playoff hockey. And I'm here to say once again, I was on StubHub last night looking at the prices.
Good for you.
So I'd like to say to our fine listening audience, even as a single ticket, I'll entertain your group.
Wow.
What about Scorebig?
Scorebig is waiting for the opponent to be determined.
Oh, okay.
At least that's the way when I went to Scorebig last night. And I will be checking Scorebig as soon
probably
as that
get a
happens.
Better deal.
But, you know, Scorebig, you know, the same thing. Scorebig does not offer the price that I usually require. And that's FREE.
Yeah.
Now, since you are a hockey man, and I have a question for you.
Hockey bad.
The season was dramatically shortened because of the labor talks.
48 right? games, Rob Spiewak.
But the playoff structure is the same length, right?
Yes.
It's standard.
Yes.
So I don't see an asterisk.
They're going to play. I believe they're playing till Labor Day.
That'll be great.
That's how long
Jerry Lewis's Labor Day hockey telethon.
But they've got a home advantage series, so they've got a home ice advantage for the first round of the playoffs. And so it's very exciting. And then the other guy said, there was another snarky comment made to me about my fandom and my fair weather fandom, and I think, let me see what it said. I'm just going to go to this.
Did you?
I will say this.
So pissed off. People piss me off.
I've known you a long time. Your fandom is not fair weather, but it is emotional.
Yes. Right.
And it is very, very driven by your inner feelings.
And I learned something about this. When you're rooting for a team, especially in sports are fickle.
Yes.
Or is fickle. Sports are or is.
The sport is fickle, but
sport
are fickle.
Sport competition is fickle.
There you are.
You can say something. If you diss a player, during a game,
yes,
you're playing with tremendous fire there, because mm-hmm. there is the potential that in any dynamic situation,
breakout game,
that player might come back and do the greatest thing in the world. So I learned that, because the whole season when they went, they lost like their first million games.
Yes.
I was like at my keyboard wanting to just lambast the players, and I always hesitated because I knew it would make me look foolish. A lot of people in Washington, D.C. slammed our superstar player, Mr. Alex Ovechkin,
right,
who now has more goals than anybody in the NHL.
Yep.
And so if I had done that, I never jumped on that bandwagon.
Well, because you're scared of him.
No, I thought he played tough. I thought he always played tough. Mm. Even if he wasn't scoring goals, he was playing tough. But when you post something that is that is nice about your team, you want to just have that moment.
Yeah, I feel yeah.
And I don't like the little negative Nellies that have to give me crap about that.
Can I give you a sidebar?
Yeah, go ahead.
Did you know that Alex Ovechkin has his car on Auto Trader?
Really?
One of his cars.
Is it the Mercedes matte black Mercedes?
Yeah. The matte black one?
He actually, it's matte electric blue now. And it's only $249,000.
Oh.
If you're interested.
And if you want to talk to him about it, Mike, even if you really don't want it, he can probably fast talk you into buying it.
That'll be the day. So I wrote Zang, and I wrote my Zang Zang.
How many A's?
Z A A A A A N N N G G G G exclamation point.
It's a playoff Zang, yeah.
And congrats to the Caps for winning the Southeast. I wrote that down there. And then let me see if I've got the negative Nellies that are on here.
How many?
I think I edited them out.
I was into the game last night. I was really enjoying it. And
yeah, I edited them out. But the one lady was just like, you didn't believe. Yeah, I didn't believe. I only watched every game. I didn't only post it after every game, you little hump.
Now that they're winning, I'm all in. So let's go, Caps.
Oh, see, you don't ever really care. I've taken you to a playoff game, and you don't.
You know what he should do?
Fun.
Maybe he should.
Yeah, that's how you. It was fun.
That was a good time.
It was fun. I could have gone to Arlington.
What he should do is maybe disregard hockey for a while and answer some of those voicemails. Because he is the discarder.
I want to say to Mark Ronick, thank you for the text.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Thank you for the text after they won last
Right time. After they won, I was so
Somebody
excited.
Somebody cares. Somebody in this room cares.
And so I knew Mike would be, so I just texted him the famous Zang.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He texts me back, Zangity bang bang.
Oh. Wow.
Were you sober?
Yeah, I was sober. Oh, and God, you know what? Go public with one of my nights out, and now everybody's like going, Mike posted Zang after the hockey game. He must be out of his mind, falling down, puking, drunk. Stop it.
You know, I've gotten to a point that
I don't do that on a regular basis. That's once in a blue moon. It really is.
It's every other night.
It is not every other night, you son of a bitch. It is not.
Every time I post something now that is sort of like dripping with love or something sweet, I always have to write, and I'm not drinking because I don't want that anymore. But most of the time they know.
Let me see. I mean, all right. I'm going to go back to the show, but on my Facebook page right now, as we speak, I'm going to write, I am not drinking.
Oh, boy. Oh,
here we go.
All right. There. That's it. That's the simple post. I'm going to see before the show is over how many likes I get on that. It ought to be interesting.
That was a little Facebook social networking experiment during the Mike O'Mara show. Isn't that fabulous?
We'll count the likes and the offers for rehab. We'll take a break. Come right back. This is the Mike O'Mara show. You got me running. Don't let me down.
Bring.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This segment of our program brought to you by Weight Not. Healthy weight loss has just got. Well, why don't you take it, Rob?
Weight Not. Healthy weight loss just got even better, Mike.
More affordable. You know, there's a range of Weight Not programs to fit most any budget.
How does that work?
Weight Not plans now start as low as $5 a day. That's the cost of a gym membership.
Yes.
And you can accelerate your weight loss based on the pace you like and your budget.
They're letting you lose weight a la carte. Let's say you want to lose 100 pounds. You can still do that on Weight Not. I did that on Weight Not.
Right.
Let's say you want to lose 20 pounds. You can do that too, and you don't have to buy all the stuff. They'll take a program, cater it to your needs.
No packaged meals, no meal replacements, no prescriptions, no stimulants, and nothing artificial. The safe way to lose weight and keep it off, Weight Not has helped thousands read all of their success stories on the Weight Not Facebook page. To find out more, visit weightnot.com. Weight Not, show us what you are made of. Welcome back to the show, Whoa, Whoa, and we are delighted to have you with us. We're here with Cappy Pfeiffer, all the way from California, who is a really kind of our, she's our, not a, the, the chairman of the board of directors of the Mike O'Malley.
I was going to say patron saint.
That's a, that might be better. That's very nice. I want to have some thoughts on Ozzy Osbourne, if you will. Major story coming out yesterday with Sharon Osbourne.
I actually have the clip if you'd like to hear it for setup.
This is Sharon?
Sharon Osbourne. Okay. What's the show she does on CBS?
I believe is it's...
That's not The View.
The Talk.
The Talk?
It's, no, it's not The Talk.
The Hens?
I think it's Hens.
That's it, Hens?
It's Hen Talk.
Hen Talk.
Hen Talk.
All right, here it is. Here's Sharon Osbourne.
Everything that was printed in the tabloids has been distorted. The only thing that's true was the Facebook posting where he said he's been using alcohol and prescription drugs for the last year and a half and that he's been an a-hole. That's true. I never knew that he was using prescription drugs. I knew he was drinking, but I didn't realize, you know, to the extent. We're not getting divorced, however.
Hold on a second. I want to hear the rest of that. I want to hear that. Mark Ronick, do we have Jimmy's phone number, his cell phone? Can we? Is there a chance, is there a possibility of Skyping him before this show's over?
Let me try. Can you give me a few minutes?
Take a few minutes.
Okay. We walked on the moon, Mike. Anything's possible.
We can do that. Because we'll try to get Jimmy Cerrito on. This is an audible that I'm calling because he is the world's greatest Aussie fan.
Oh, that's right. I'd forgotten about that.
I would like Jimmy's thoughts on, we'll play the rest of the tape.
All right, back to Sharon Osbourne.
Am I upset? Yes, I am. I'm devastated right now. It's a disease that not only hurts the person that has the disease, but it hurts the family. It hurts people who love you. And we're dealing with it. We've dealt with worse, and we will deal with it, and this too shall pass. Otherwise, my husband will be taken to hospital to get my foot removed from his ass.
And here's a note to the people of Great Britain. You don't go to hospital. You go to the hospital.
Oh, look
who's
back. Hey,
look, there he is.
It's Buzz Burbank.
Speaking of substance abuse.
You need to play the Bob Hope music.
Oh, that's true.
Hey, look who was taping a special across the street, ladies and gentlemen. He just came in from traffic court right now. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome, coming back here from the other studios, Mr. Buzz Burbank. Nice suit.
Thank you very much.
You clean up. That's the best suit I've ever seen you wear. How can you ever dress like that at a Mike O'Mara show?
Well, we haven't had any formal events.
Wow.
It looks good.
Buzz, when you pass, you should be buried in that suit.
Will you wear that in November?
It looks good.
Ooh, I just dipped my hand. Ooh,
what are you doing?
Secret out of the bag. Ooh. I didn't say where or what the specific date was.
And if I pass before then, I'll already be wearing
it. So how did it go?
I can't stay long. My probation officer and a federal marshal are waiting outside.
Custody.
No, it actually went very well. You remember a couple of months ago, or maybe a month ago, when I said I just had a terrible run of bad luck. Well, I believe it's turned around now. I'm pleased to say
the
curse has been lifted.
Yeah.
Nice.
So you're feeling cocky?
Well. Yeah, a little bit.
Do you have someone to thank?
I do. I have a lot of people to thank.
Do you have someone to thank maybe in this room?
Yeah, well, that's Mr. Mike O'Mara.
Thank you. I have a lot to do with this.
Yeah, we can't go into the details.
No, we can't.
Mm-hmm. But I'm glad things went okay for you.
There you go.
I just want to say this area is filled with wonderful, wonderful people. that's all I'll say.
Really?
Yes.
So it sounds like it went as well as you. Yeah, that's a spanking suit.
Well,
I've never seen you look better.
Thank you.
I love this.
Well, I appreciate that.
I mean, you
know, a newsman probably ought to wear a suit and tie.
Well, no, you are somebody as a news guy.
Uh-huh.
When you dress up, you've always been DJ. You always look like... Now, Rob, I give a complete free pass.
Open collar,
but Rob
sneakers.
Can put a tuxedo on really be sparkling.
Yes.
But when Rob or I, when we really try, we always just schlub it.
Yeah.
There's just no way
do we overcome it?
We do it when we wear our tuxedos, I think we're fine.
Yeah, but I think, you know, I really wish I could do something like this. A suit, tie, white shirt, and look like a lawyer, you know, or something.
It's the way.
And I'll do anything for food.
The fact is, no, with me too, because that's the way it goes. But even though you're slender or thinner than we are, you've always you'll wear like the white sneakers with the with the 700-year-old sport coat, and I always hated that.
Sneakers,
this
open
is the
collar.
Way
th-
you,
you look good.
This, yeah. you T-shirt, know what it is?
Yeah.
I hate to say it, but it really. Age appropriate. I think you really ought to. This is a great look for you.
And once he stops coloring his hair. Yeah. Like, once he stops coloring his hair.
Is it a new suit?
No, not terribly. We've had it a year or two.
Really? Yeah,
where did you buy it?
I think so. Men's Warehouse, I think.
Excellent. You're going to look good. I guarantee
Calvin,
you.
It's Let me just Klein.
Say, I know what. Ooh, I know the things that are important to you in your life.
Yes.
Some of them. Mm-hmm. And you keep wearing suits like that. All right. And those things you like so much will come true.
Actually got a couple of them tailored.
That's,
so, yeah.
That's good.
I'm good to go.
Very good.
Yeah. Racks and racks of clothes.
You're another one that could do. You could raise the game.
What are you talking about?
You will wear, like, when you go out, you know, really, I think, you know, not to slam your people, but I think your inner Bolivian takes over when you want to dress up. Like, you'll wear that bright pink satin shirt that you like to wear so bad. You know, but I mean.
But he also bought.
Like, the standard, like, really, really, really cut. Look at the shape you're in.
It's age
Look at the
appropriate.
Shape. The shape.
Cleans up nice.
The shape you're in. Yeah. You should go with the Armani suit.
Well, Oscar That's bought his last suit.
Where
didn't
I
you
gonna
buy
go?
Your, didn't you buy your last suit in China?
I bought three suits in China.
Did you really?
Yes, custom
Chinese suits.
Where did you buy them in the Communist Party? Did you buy them in the Hong Kong Party?
No, in the Communist Party.
Really?
Yeah.
So they're red,
and they're made for us.
And when are they coming in?
They're already in.
Really?
I have them.
Well, when can we see them? Fashion show tomorrow?
Oh, please,
please, indeed.
I was noticing that that with Rob, he's never really fashion forward.
No,
he's either walking off the set of Teen Wolf or he's. Or he's walking off the set of Casablanca, you know?
Yeah. There's really no middle ground
he's
for me.
80s or 20s.
Right.
That's 40s.
Well, Rob and Mike face the same challenges. And that is that, you know, I have always said that if I was 130 pounds, if I look like everybody that's on TV now, everybody that's
Mike,
on
if
that
you weighed
show,
130 pounds, would you allow me to eulogize you?
Everybody that's on the show, who's the balding, skinny, super skinny gay guy, and not Doogie Howser, but the other gay guy
from How I Met Your Mother.
How I Met Your Mother, that guy.
Yeah, Jim something.
You know, those are the guys. Suits look good on guys like that.
Yeah,
T-shirts
right.
don't necessarily look good on guys like that.
Right. I saw last
but a
night,
suit looks awesome.
Last night, I believe, or the night before, on Letterman was Matthew McConaughey. Do you know he is?
That's scary.
He is 5'11" and change.
Right.
And for a recent role, he weighed 135.
Wow. Yeah, he looked, and he still looks bad.
He does. He looks ill.
And
he does.
I saw him on one of the talk shows where he was explaining. I guess it was for a role that he did the weight loss.
Yes. Right.
And he talked about gaining it back. Mm-hmm. And he said, you know, they say he's supposed to go real slow. I'm supposed to go real slow and going the way back because that's more dangerous. And I was screaming at the television. I said, no, it's not.
It's easy and it's fun.
It is easy.
So anyway, well, congratulations.
Well, thank you.
I think,
thank you.
I think you will love the news today.
Oh, excellent. I look forward to it.
I painstakingly put a newscast today together.
That is
One
excellent.
Of the things you hear about Buzz.
I know you rose early to
yes,
do it.
Yes.
I hope to learn.
I was up at 5 o'clock this morning putting the news together. And let's go back to Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah,
the end of
happening?
Did we get the end of it?
We got the end of the tape.
Okay. The one thing I was going to say about Ozzy Osbourne, I do want Jimmy. Okay. Let's get Jimmy on the phone because he loves Ozzy more than anybody
else.
Yes,
he does.
How the hell do you tell?
Yeah,
how
enough.
In the name of God do you tell that Ozzy Osbourne's back on booze and prescription? Really, how do you tell?
Yeah, it's hard to.
I mean, he could come down and be clean for like 8 months and go, oh, shit, I'm so.
That's residual behavior from all the drugs and booze that he had
This is very
before.
Exciting. Right now, we're trying to Skype call Mr. Jimmy Cerrito and see what he would like to say. And, you know, he's not going to say anything that makes any kind of sense.
No, I don't know.
When is the last time have you ever seen Black Sabbath or Ozzy on stage?
Are we putting,
like,
the cord in for Skype? Take your time, guys.
I thought that was already in there.
Oh, okay.
Jesus Christ.
Well, then.
Unbelievable. What were you saying?
I said, when was the last time you saw Black Sabbath and or Ozzy Osbourne?
Well,
in concert.
Yeah. Ozzy has toured primarily with himself.
Yes.
You know, and he's been out there. But don't they just trot him out for like two songs?
I've seen him. I've seen Ozzy in concert. And as I sit there, it's kind of depressing because while it's cool to see Ozzy out there, he is just kind of propped up there and he's singing.
Well, I didn't hear the tape, but it seems to me that Sharon and Ozzy belong together. And my guess is, again, without hearing the tape, that they're going to get back together at some point.
Yeah, she said not getting divorced.
Yeah.
And I root for him. Yeah. I mean, that whole family,
they belong
for the
together.
Majority of their lives, even the kids, think about all the fame that came to them at such a young age.
Think about
and
what they
went through their own substance abuse problems.
And think about what they did for reality television.
Yeah,
that's true.
Made it good, actually.
I mean,
they've really helped show biz entirely.
That's
Mark.
One show I actually liked.
The Osbournes are singularly responsible for destroying the American culture.
Was that my humble opinion. Was that an MTV show?
Yes,
I can't even remember what channel it was on.
I used to watch it.
We all watched it.
Sunday
I mean, we all watched the Osbournes. It was amazing to watch.
But that was an actually interesting family, I thought.
I got a chance to meet Sharon and Kelly. And their nanny that they actually had on the show at one point.
Was the nanny hot?
She was, you know what?
No, the nanny wasn't hot.
No, she wasn't hot, but they were the nicest celebrities I probably have met. Even at an HF festival, for example, when you go to these big concerts, all you want to do, I think, for the artist is get in and get out.
Yeah.
Because you've got thousands of people there.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I had been working with recording a couple of interviews in their dressing room because that's where the artist wanted to go. I think it was Pete Yorn or somebody like that.
Right.
Sure.
And they came in and they weren't pissed. They actually waited for the interview to end and they weren't mad. And all I could do was apologize. And they were so kind and nice about the whole thing.
That's great.
Don't even apologize. Well, we're all here to have fun.
You were backstage,
yes.
Right, at the concert.
Yeah.
Well, the reason that Ozzy was in a good mood, they told him he was at Disney World.
And he believed them.
Yeah, that's the way it goes. All right, we're going to work on our Skype situation.
We are.
We're going to make an effort to reach out to Mr. Jimmy Cerrito.
With counterpoint.
And Jimmy will. No, by the way, did you see any Aussies at court today? Were there any Aussies there?
I did not, but I am disturbed to know how many people have come to this country and not acquired a driver's license. I'm concerned about that.
Also coming up on the program, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to tell you about Life with Lucy.
That's right.
And I'm not talking about the crazy redhead. We'll take a short break. Come back. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
The song is called Joy.
All right. This segment of the program is brought to you by Encore Insurance Services, LLC. For a free life insurance quote, visit smartterm.com or call 866-347-5748. They'll do all the work for you. Encore will compare rates to help you save. Licensing and disclaimer info at smartterm.com. Encore Insurance Services. Yes, Mr. Santana.
Speaking of sobriety,
yes,
you've got quite a trail of comments and likes on your Facebook page.
Oh, let's check it out.
Let me update. Oh, my God.
Let's get on the net and see what's popping.
I was listening on the way in. Did you know you can get the show on your phone?
How's that?
That is great.
To circle back, please set up what you did earlier
in
the program.
I wrote on my Facebook page, I'm not drinking.
Yes.
I have more comments than I have likes.
I thought that would be the case.
That is very, very, very rare. I have one zang. Bah, you got me. Did you leave your Facebook open again? I bet one of the guys wrote this silly nonsense on your wall. I bet it was Oscar or maybe RJ sneaking around somewhere. You've been okay, that now I know how they're all gonna go.
Yeah.
I just put it up there for fun.
You know, we
don't
all
really mean it. There's a birthday party to go to tonight.
That's right. We all have our reputations to live
and
with.
And I got a pregnant designated driver.
That's right. She'll be driving all of us, won't she?
All right, Mark. Last chance. Are we gonna be able to get Jimmy Cerrito on Skype?
This is exciting, isn't it?
Which gets done quicker here, Skype calls or T-shirt delivery?
Actually, if you wanted to Skype the T-shirt to you, it would never arrive.
Do you want to call him on your phone?
Yeah, I might as well.
Just get it over with.
All right, let me call him.
We're calling Jimmy Cerrito, noted bar owner.
I guess we'd removed some wires in the name of neatness.
What?
I think we removed some wires.
Why don't you just catch your breath? You've been in court all morning, neatness, okay? Yeah. Why don't you just calm down?
And by the way, the judge did not recognize you.
No contest.
Well, he was speaking Spanish the whole time.
No contest.
L not guilty.
Yes. L not guilty.
Let's see what happens. It's real quick.
No culpable, culpable.
Let's see what happens here.
There's no chance he answers.
He might not be awake yet.
Oh. Let's go, Cap.
Hi, Jimmy.
I'm not 18
years
either.
Oh, see, that's why we like to Skype Jimmy.
Yeah.
It's always important.
Sorry.
Hi, hold on. I'm just turning you
why
down.
Why does he
a little
yell
bit.
Into yeah. his phone?
No,
how are you, James? James, how are you? I have a question. We were discussing one of your favorite. If you could say your favorite artist, and not comedy, not anything. It can be in any category, and don't say something silly like me, but like people that you revere. Your favorite all time artist, who would it be?
That's
so easy.
Okay.
And I just bought tickets to the concert in New Jersey this summer. I'm going to Black Sabbath to see Ozzy Osbourne.
There it goes.
Yeah.
It's not pre-rehearsed. We didn't pre-rehearse this. Jimmy does not listen to the show live, so this is spontaneous. Nope. Jimmy, you're familiar that he's back on booze and prescription medication. We wanted to get, if we were going to get a quote from anybody, we had to get a quote from you, Jimmy.
Ozzy alive all these years.
So you're going to look for a bar owner to bad math booze? What are you doing?
It's good for plants to grow really tall.
That's good. So your comment would be you don't have a problem with Ozzy being back on booze and drugs.
It helps his mind be more creative to bring us such wonderful music and lyrics.
Okay, thank you, Jimmy.
Nice. Wow.
That's good. That's a very lucid moment. That, yeah. Jimmy, thanks for the text last night about the Caps, and I look forward to watching some of those playoff games in your fine establishment.
Absolutely. Can't wait.
Take care.
I'm hoping to go all the way. That's not a jinx. I really do. I've been waiting 39 years to win the Cup.
Let's all right, absolutely. And let's go Buffalo for all the other sports, Jimmy.
NFL draft
tomorrow. We'll talk to you later.
Ciao, ciao.
That's his next.
Bye bye. That's Jimmy Cerino.
Okay.
Hey, one of the better calls with him.
Yeah, yeah,
in and out, baby. In and out.
I love it when he's lucid.
Well, it's a very small window.
Sharp as a tack.
What we could have gotten from him, Mike, is, hey, I'm very excited that the Caps are going to the playoffs. I hope Ovechkin stays healthy.
That's the way the prescription drugs and alcohol are basically his oil for an engine. That's how he runs. Yeah.
That's right. He works at his best when he's being fueled properly.
That is true.
That's his 93 octane.
I think that, with Ozzy Osbourne, does it really matter? I'm sorry.
No, I think the ship has sailed.
Hey, every human being matters, but in Ozzy's case, you know, come on.
And you know what? It's just prescription pills and booze. It's not like it's heroin.
And I wanted to ask you, Rob, about your personal thoughts as we got Jimmy's on Ozzy Osbourne,
right,
on the dude that was originally accused of that ricin deal.
AJ Clemente.
And no, that's the TV
anchor. Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
That's the TV anchor. Oh, by the way, I'm back to because...
Save it for the vault. I got his appearance today.
Okay, because there's no major news story breaking right now.
Right.
I have gone back to the Today Show, and let me explain why. Let me explain why. I wrote this down. I have to watch the Today Show because I have to criticize the Today Show.
Yes.
Having the idiot anchorman from North Dakota on was specifically the reason that I wanted
Mike,
to do
don't
that.
You know what the Today Show is? The Today Show is your pills and booze.
Yeah. I'm
you go back. Yeah.
I go back. I'm like the abused spouse that goes back time and time again.
Glad to have you, by the way.
No, it's crap. I know it's crap, and I know I'm watching crap. But
as long as you know.
It gives me crap to talk about my crap.
Yeah, I like it.
So how do you feel about the exoneration of the Elvis impersonator?
You see, a lot of people take a dim view of Elvis impersonators.
A lot of people take a dim view of these things.
Well, the thing that you need to keep in mind is that the Elvis impersonator is certainly not Elvis, okay? But the Elvis impersonator is like a priest interpreting the words of Elvis for you, and he makes it more available.
God, you're overstating that.
Spreading the gospel.
Spreading the gospel of Elvis Presley.
And there are good. There are good priests and bad priests.
There are good priests and bad priests. Yes. And I don't think this guy was a very good priest to begin with. I've seen him sing.
Mm-hmm.
He's not really singing the gospel.
Did you get the? But did you get his? He's done some right wing rants. Correct.
Yes, of course.
Because his quote was this. His quote was, I love my country, and I respect Obama, and I respect the President of the United States.
Yes.
Yeah.
What a hump.
He is a hump. He's bet. You know who would never do that? Yeah.
Michael Hoover
never do that.
Michael Hoover wouldn't involve himself in politics. He's all about entertainment.
That's right. And as Elvis was.
Right.
Elvis would say, I'd prefer not to get involved.
So, Buzz, have they caught the guy that, or are
and
they,
wasn't he a kid toucher?
Wasn't there some guy that's supposedly framing this Elvis impersonator?
He's been, the guy they're looking at now, I don't recall his name off the top of my head, but he's been indicted. For three occasions of child molestation, and no, they haven't caught up with him yet at last check.
Mike, speaking of framing the Elvis impersonator, when you were a bon vivant down in Florida and you were hanging with that Elvis impersonator.
Oh, Chris, my friend Chris.
Was he
super cool?
Is he a good priest or a bad priest?
He was a good priest. he's a deputy sheriff now.
Ah,
oh
well.
My God, that's really taking Elvis to the next
Elvis
level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's.
Yeah.
I think he works for the Lee County Sheriff's Department.
Pull over! I'm a federal officer.
What was great about him was he was young enough where he was the in shape Elvis, and then he'd come over to my table, and you'd get the old ladies that would be coming up to him.
Yes,
and he was incredible with him.
He was charming.
He was absolutely like it. Was like sitting with Elvis Presley.
A surreal celebrity.
And I remember one time sitting at the table, and I what did I say to him? I went, you want another one? But that was the same time that I hung out with the Neil Diamond impersonator.
Are you sure it wasn't really Neil Diamond?
And right before the place closed, this was the VIP lounge.
You pointed it to me when we drove by it.
In Fort Myers, Florida. Right. Yeah. They had gone to the Blues Brothers impersonations.
Oh,
I see. And that to
it's
me.
It's now an opium den, right?
That's the kiss of death. When yeah. you go to the Blues Brothers show, that's when you're out of ideas and stuff. When they did Elvis, there was
And it was
one,
karaoke Blues Brothers, right?
Oh, it's all karaoke now.
Not good.
You know, my buddy Randall and I went to a Red Sox game followed by a visit to an establishment where there was creative dance.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Nice. And then
you celebrate the arts.
And then the VIP lounge. We were both playing in the same band at that same time.
We're patrons.
And we sat probably 20 feet from the stage, and it took us 45 minutes to realize that the all-girl band of hotties weren't playing their instruments.
Oh.
You're
really
kidding.
Including one with a saxophone that wasn't moving her fingers.
Does that really matter?
That's fantastic.
And it was just like, what's the song? Careless Whisper.
Okay, yes. Right.
So they're doing Careless Whisper. And
you're
probably
like, oh, my God.
We're sitting there going, I can't believe how talented these young ladies are. And then when they did Careless Whisper, I'm like, you know, if you'd see me looking at, this is for the U streamers, right?
Yeah.
If you'd see me looking at the at the people on stage, I would have been like.
The slow realization.
Randall. What, Mike? Randall, look. What? Look, she's not playing the saxophone. We better ask our waitress.
So that miss, was the next move?
Excuse me, miss. Are they really playing their instruments? Everybody down there, it's kind of the at least it was.
Right.
I don't go out like I used to in Florida, just like I don't go out like I used to around here. But it used to be that was the style of entertainment.
Yeah.
They would all have their big like music machines, and they. Hey, Randall. She looks like she's Filipino or something.
Look at her blow on that sign.
That's incredible. God, that bass player is so hot. Hey, Randall. Is that chick playing the saxophone? It looks like she's just holding it like a prop. I swear to God, she looks like she's playing the thing just like a kazoo.
And, was someone singing?
Yes, they did sing.
So they're in lieu of...
They did sing, but they did not play their music. Well,
but they went to the effort to do a fake band?
And the drummer played the drums.
Wow. Oh.
But the drummer was kind of playing. I've seen this before with karaoke kind of bands. The drummer was kind of playing like this.
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah.
Not wanting to really make a really big sound.
Right. Yeah.
It was so great.
That was the best
bar.
So
you asked for your money back?
It was the greatest bar ever.
Oh, good. Well,
in Florida.
It was the greatest bar in the history of mankind. You walked in, and on the left was the clubby kind of golfer area where they'd have their Napoleon brandy and like amazing 25-year-old scotches and things like that. And that was for that part. Mm. Then you'd have the main bar for all the working stiffs.
Right.
And that's where I used to like to hang out. Then there was a pool table in the back. Now, I'm normally not a big believer in pool tables in bars.
Mm-hmm.
I think they breed trouble. But yeah, I was
with the sticks. Yeah.
And then it opens up to like almost a little theater, and they had a massive stage.
Something for everyone.
What it was robbed. What happened? It opened up to what I like to call Mike O'Mara's cabaret lifestyle,
mm-hmm.
where the audience was one with the act, and there was the makeup band and all of that. So the all female band was at the
same venue,
Uptown Lounge. What was it called?
The VIP Lounge,
right?
And it was the same place where Chris, the Elvis impersonator, used to play, and it's the same place where the Neil Diamond impersonator used to
was perform. He a jumpsuit? Well. Now I know he could do young Elvis,
wear, like,
but was he a jumpsuit?
No,
Elvis?
He was a big man. He was a man of larger carriage, and he wore a black suit with a black shirt.
Oh,
what he wore every single time that he would play.
That bar sounds like a dry dock cruise ship.
It was phenomenal. It was great.
You got all these options.
I guarantee you, I would love it.
You know, I've never explained to you. I think I've probably mentioned this on one show, but during one of my single periods in my life, when I was very, very sad, I retreated to Florida for the holidays and kind of hid out down there.
Right.
And I was really, really depressed. Very lonely and very depressed. And do you know that there was one Christmas Eve where I went early in the evening? I went to the Desert Lounge. The VIP Lounge.
VIP Lounge.
Alone?
And sang karaoke.
Oh.
Karaoke. Yeah, isn't that pathetic? That's it. Michael. Yeah.
Was anybody there?
No, there was a smattering of people, and I sang Oh Holy Night. Oh.
Did you really?
Fall on your knees.
They love that in clubs.
Yeah,
it was sad. I don't even talk about it. It was so depressing.
I had a sad Christmas Eve like that once.
Really?
In 99, Carrie and I went to Germany. And the holidays are all different over there. And we thought when we got into, I guess it was Munich, they have this legendary Christmas bazaar.
Right.
They said, it's going to be great. We'll get there for Christmas Eve. It'll be so cool. This is before we had kids. Mm-hmm. It was amazing. Uh-huh. We stepped in there. I swear the bazaar might as well have had a German tumbleweed blowing through it because it had all been closed down.
Yeah, but you were with somebody, Rob.
It was, but it didn't help when we saw the people that were not with people alone in the Hofbrauhaus on Christmas Eve.
It's sad.
Yeah, and they didn't even have the Hofbrauhaus band, just sort of a repeating loop of polka music on tape.
This is not take anything away from somebody who might want to have an adult beverage in a bar on Christmas Eve. You're more than welcome, but I'll tell you something. It was sad. It was sad for me when I was in
You're going to end up like, did you look like Jimmy Stewart in Martini's bar?
Yo, hi, he jumped in the water.
George, you have family. You should have go home.
Hey,
go home and see your family.
Hey, Mr. Martini.
Did you sing just one song?
I maybe sang a couple of them. But I went home, and then when I fell in love with my lovely bride, who I'm married to this day, thank God, I remember that Carla, every Christmas, I was still hiding. Down, I did like 4 years, three years down there. About 3 years in a row where I didn't want to be around my family because they were all happily married.
Yeah, you
they
told me it
had
was
perfect relationships. Yeah. They were all.
You said it was because Florida had the best.
No, now don't say it like that. It's not because I begrudged them that. I just didn't want to be around it. I was depressed.
I remember when you were on this little cycle. You used to tell me. You said that Florida had the best midnight mass you'd ever found, and that's the reason you were going down there.
I went down, and we were sitting there, and. Carla looked at me and said something along the lines of, so it's going to be another year where you don't see your family on Christmas, talked me in to driving across Alligator Alley and getting a flight out of Fort Lauderdale and flying to Boston on Christmas Day.
Wow.
And I'll never forget where I'm walking with her and I pick up the cell phone and I'm talking to my, you know, I don't know how old mom was back then, but I'm talking to my mom who was
50.
At my sister's house in a suburb of Boston. And I said, yeah. She said, you know, this year, and I'll never forget the conversation. She said, this year more than any other. I mean, it's been 3 years since I've seen you on Christmas. We never see you on Christmas. And this, I said, because I remember I asked her and she's always Pollyanna. Everything's okay with everything.
Right.
And I said, how you doing? She said, this year, it's just not that good. It's not that good. I don't know what it is for me. And so, you know, it would help, you know, maybe you should come up for Christmas at some point. Maybe next year you can come. And she's having this conversation as I am walking in the kitchen door.
Oh,
and she burst into tears. Never seen my mom react like that.
Wow.
And it was just it,
and they
it was
were
great.
They were tears of happiness.
We can only guess.
A-hole! A-hole!
I'm so disappointed.
He's here.
Oh, Jeez. God
damn it.
Did I ever tell the story about singing Christmas carols at the VIP lounge?
No.
It's horrible.
No.
That really is
horrible.
That's even worse than your didn't you do a Christmas in Vegas next to a guy with stomach flu on the plane?
Every time.
That's my favorite.
Listen, and this goes out to people who have been divorced.
Okay.
Who people and because you know what I'm talking about. It is a failure, and it is not something
a
that you go
failure.
Through. It's a, well, in my case, a public failure, but you don't want to be around the perfect family. It's tough.
That's
I
right.
So that.
When I would go through, and I've been married three times, so I went through two divorces. After my first divorce, I got my buddy, and I said, let's just go to Vegas. You go to places that are the opposite of Christmas fun.
Right.
And that's when we We flew the cheap. Remember Midway Airlines?
Oh, my God. Really?
Out of National.
It sounds like a name from Mad Men.
And we connect. We're going to Vegas on Midway, and it's got to connect through Midway in Chicago.
Of course.
And I remember because we were flying from National to Midway in Chicago, and then it was a quick turnaround. And as soon as the plane got airborne coming out of Chicago, both my friend and I had to use the facilities. And we went to the back of the plane, and as we're standing, and this was the people that got on in Chicago made the people that got on in Washington look like the aristocracy.
Oh,
because
boy.
These people that were going to Vegas on Christmas Eve from Chicago were like, yeah.
Not your top shelf.
Gambling. Yeah. All right. Hi. Mike Ditka can change the weather with his mood.
What they had done, Mike, is they had just pawned the ornaments. and they were taking the money to run it up into a fortune.
And this should tell you all you need to know about that little trip to Las Vegas.
Yeah.
We're standing at the back of the plane, and as we're waiting to use the facility, there's maybe one person in front of us, and we see this rather rotund, like 3-day bearded gentleman who is gray. He is the color.
Not his hair, his face.
He is the color of an away baseball uniform.
Oh, my.
And he is making his way down the aisle. And I notice him for this.
Yeah.
And he comes by me, and he comes by my friend Sean, and he looks at the stewardess, and he says one word. He says, sick. Right on. Fortunately, the little rubber floor that's in the back of the plane, and I said, I got to go, but I'm going to hold it.
Yeah.
And we went back to our seats, and that was, So I had two of them. I had two that were very, very
pathetic. Those will be in the movie.
Was Vegas fun?
Vegas is always fun, baby. Yeah, you know, it doesn't matter.
Did you give more back than the puker?
You got you got bright lights, and you got noises and stuff. Makes you forget your troubles. But no, the best way, you know, it's the holidays.
Family.
You want to be around people you love and people you care about.
And if you can't do that, be around your family.
Absolutely. Terrific. All right. I didn't get to anything on the show I wanted to get to.
Tomorrow, the baseball park stuff?
Yeah, tomorrow, the baseball park. And also, I want to talk about yogurt. We'll talk about that tomorrow.
Oh, good.
Rob's Audio Vault coming up next on the Mike O'Mara Show. Sorry, I don't know where that went, but.
To the Christmas spirit.
Thank you very much. Ho, ho, ho. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Vistaprint. We're telling about it all the time. We're back to that wonderful promotion of 250 top-quality business cards.
They're
Are we
doing
supposed
that too.
To do that?
Yep.
They're doing that, too. Okay. And or is that just the one that you had?
No, and I have both, but they are still offering that
Wanted
deal.
To make sure that they knew that. 250 top-quality business cards for just $10. Millions of business owners use Vistaprint because it's affordable and easy to create a quality custom business card online. Choose from thousands of designs or upload your own. They have the heavy paper stock. We've gotten so many of you that have sent wonderful business cards. We'd love you to still do that. And get them at Vistaprint. Oh. You can't beat this deal. $10, 250 business cards and the good ones. Enter the code TMOS in the search bar, and the shipping is absolutely free. Please go to Vistaprint.com. Your satisfaction is guaranteed, and you can go there and also get your iPhone case and your customized stuff.
Yeah.
They do all sorts of printing jobs
for you as well.
You know what I love?
And their business cards are really top quality. I have them. We all have them on the show.
Marcus Serta had them print up window stickers.
Yeah. Mark has
I love that.
Marcus Serta went ahead and did that, and that's out in the kitchen, and I remember, and it's fantastic.
They look beautiful.
You can get anything you need to promote your business or just for your own fun.
Right.
Go to Vistaprint.com, and we thank you in advance. Let's open up the audio vault for Wednesday, April 24, 2013. Take it away.
You know who probably needs new business cards now?
Who's that?
AJ Clemente.
Yeah. AJ. This is why I went back to the Today Show, because I need to criticize.
And you know what? They are an NBC affiliate, so it's not much of a get for them. Let's go back and replay what AJ Clemente did that got him fired. You remember him?
And then I have a question.
Okay, he's the North Dakota anchorman.
NBC North Dakota News, your news leader in high definition.
Gay.
Good evening, I'm Van Chu. You may have seen our newest AJ on NBC North Dakota News, and he'll be joining the weekend news team as my
Don't worry, I'm sure he'll fix it when they throw it to him,
Mike. Tell us a little bit about yourself, AJ.
Thanks, Van. I'm very excited. I graduated from West Virginia University, and I'm used to, from being from the East Coast.
Whoa.
Okay, so they had him on the Today Show. Did you see it?
Yeah, well, no, I didn't watch the segment. I saw him promote the segment where he was sitting on the news desk, and he's just as clueless there.
Oh,
he's a flatliner.
And he's got a thing on his lip, too.
Oh, does he have a herpes?
He got a something.
He got a herpes?
He's got a something. Oh, I don't know what
it is. And so he gets fired for saying an expletive on the air, so you're the Today Show. You're a nationwide network, and you invite this guy on?
Sure.
What the hell are they thinking?
That's what they always think. And Buzz.
That's the train wreck you had to see, right?
I'm so glad you said that, because that's why I had to go back.
Yeah.
Now,
because they have to be policed. Right. Somebody like me.
That's right.
And my teeny tiny little level, I still have to alert the American public
that the Today Show
is inherently evil.
That's right.
Whether or not you believe what you're about to hear is up to you, but he brings up some excuses. He explains what went wrong.
Just in time.
And you know what? Even after, though, he's been fired, he doesn't really take the total blame for it. He kind
of
spreads it out.
Hold on. I'm just anticipating here.
Okay.
Okay. Of course he doesn't take the blame because he's deluded enough to even apply for that kind of job.
Here is AJ Clemente excuse number one.
When I first saw the clip, it was, you know, gut-wrenching.
By the way, when you're booked on a talk show or a news program in New York City and you can really figure out what your first question is going to be without even having to think about it.
Right.
Have something better than, I mean, this guy has been preparing for this one question.
You cannot criticize.
I can.
No, you can't. You're picking on the wrong guy.
Agreed.
This is established. You know the guy's a flatliner.
Right.
You know he's
delusional.
But
don't you think he should have been able to have at least the first thing ready?
No, he can't. Look what he did with a camera in his face and the red light on. How can you expect him to do anything?
Let's go back to AJ Clemente.
When I first saw the clip, it was, you know, gut-wrenching. I didn't even know I said it on camera until my news director walked in.
He's going to be in his hotel room the night before, and he's going, I'm going to put gut-wrenching. Uh-huh. That's awesome.
First.
Gut-wrenching.
That's not what he was doing in the night before. Night before, he was trying to figure out how to make the bird make the thing fall down onto the pig.
Try the Marriott burger.
Yeah. Break.
What caused those words to come out of your mouth?
It's inexcusable, first, to even say those words. But I was looking down. I'm going over my script. Van, my co-anchor, happens to be looking at the camera.
Co-anchor.
And she noticed the red light comes on.
His co-anchor.
30 seconds early.
Happened to be looking.
I'm going on, London Marathon is my second story. There is literally three names. I don't know how to pronounce it all.
There are literally three names.
Now,
he should not even have a college degree. So, I mean, they're exploiting him. And, you know, really, how superior do they need to feel about themselves where they have to bring this lummox in?
They probably felt pretty good, though.
I wouldn't hire the guy to work at a Home Depot.
No. Yeah, but there's already a problem, regardless of what you think of the
I might
Today
hire
show.
Him to work at Lowe's. They hired Joe Ardinger.
When he's talking about his script, he's just going over a script 30 seconds before he's going on air.
He's saying that they came to them 30 seconds early.
The scripts?
No, they're saying that the video came to them 30 seconds early.
I get that, but his frustration is stemming from the three names he couldn't pronounce.
And he
should
have been
story.
On it sooner, yeah.
I mean, Tony Perkins talks about looking at a script hours before he actually goes on air.
Rewriting it.
Yes.
And part of the deal.
Or just look at it.
I mean, really, part of the deal, and really, and Buzz will tell you this too. When you anchor news, you're not creating. You're rewriting.
You're a newsreader.
You're editing.
Right.
You're editing. That's why you're the editor. Wasn't Dan Rather's job?
He was managing editor.
He was managing editor, mm-hmm. which means you take all the information, whether it's from a wire service, mm-hmm. whether it's from the internet, whether it's from your writers that are preparing it for you, and you edit it for yourself. Mm-hmm. And that's your job. So he's walking in probably going, I just saw on the teleprompter. So he's completely out of his depth, and I'm glad the anchors on the Today Show feel better about themselves.
Let's go to excuse number two, because a great thing is brought up. It explains why they didn't have the IFBs in their ears, the earplugs.
So they went on a live news set without IFBs?
But the excuse that he gives is great.
Exactly. I had no clue. No IFB, which would be an earpiece for, you know, those not in the business. No countdown, except in the master control, but we didn't have an earpiece. I was too,
earpiece.
You know, 3 weeks into the job, they didn't mold me for one. Van forgot hers in the car.
His hadn't been molded yet, and the other lady left hers in the car.
Perfect.
You can't really do news without an IFB.
In North Dakota.
You're getting constant direction from the newsroom.
At what point do they realize, oh my God, it's in the car? Where is she parked? Is she parked in South Dakota that they can't get it?
You know, it was a big storm of everything that, you know, made me show.
It's a big storm of everything you know that made me show. So there you go.
Wow.
Time for career change.
Poor guy.
I will say this. It is funny.
I'm not sure what career to change to.
I think he could go on the Ryan Lochte show.
Yeah. I love the fact that when it was over, Matt said, are you going to be looking for work? You have a pretty good resume tape.
Oh, God.
Is that what Matt said to him? You know, I would like to think maybe I still hold out some hope for Matt Lauer where he's sitting there. You're kidding. We're getting this guy on the set.
He was having fun with it, and he was actually the most compassionate to the kid.
Yeah.
And it didn't. And he handled it the best he could, but, you know, it's like, how good are you going to do?
But the kid is still deluded.
Of course.
And somebody, you know, it's
and
just,
NBC shouldn't have hired him in North Dakota, and NBC shouldn't have propped him up in New York City.
I put it in the same category as when you're watching American Idol, and you get these people that think that they can sing.
Right.
You think you can deliver the news, and it's not an easy thing to do. It really isn't. Believe it or not, it's not. You get Ron Burgundy's that do it.
Right.
But to do it and to do it properly is, you know, no one, you can't just get out of a cab and do it.
All right, let me change the topic to something that will bring you much more joy.
Incidentally, I'm going to do the news today while Buzz is sitting here. That's more pressure than I've ever been under. And I'm going to do it in my rapid fire patter.
You're going to be fine.
Your signature patter?
All the Anchorman voice.
Okay.
Or I'll take requests for each story to do a different type of Anchorman.
This will truly be fun.
Thank you very much. I'll do Brian Williams, Walter Cronkite, and who's that guy from Chicago? Bill Curtis.
Oh, good.
Oh, cool.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Do you remember back when Manny Ramirez hit his first home run in Taiwan?
Oh, I'm so glad you have this.
This is the first one. Manny Ramirez! Guess who's leading the Chinese Baseball League in home runs?
Of course he is.
Manny Ramirez. He hit a third one for the Rhinos, Mike.
Do you have the latest
one? I do.
All right, now the one, and Rob, I want you to particularly listen to when he says the name Manny Ramirez.
Okay.
It is the classic Asian pronunciation that we used in New York on a regular basis when it's Manny Ramirez D.
Okay, here is Manny Ramirez and his third dinger for the season. Fantastic.
That sounds like
Ramirez.
Fun.
Oh, that is so good. And I play this. Do you know rap singer Wiz Khalifa?
I've got all his stuff.
Yeah, well, he wins the Buzz Burbank Parent of the Year Award. Okay. And I only play this because I found out that Wiz Khalifa's real name is Cameron Jabril Thomas. But they asked him about smoking pot and having a child.
Okay.
Okay, so here's a Wiz Khalifa.
It's legal. I'm not planning on doing it while he's like...
By the way, it's not legal.
Well, it depends on
what's
where you are.
Not legal where he is.
Okay.
Okay, so Wiz.
It's legal. I'm not planning on doing it while he's like a baby, but weed's not that bad, so it's all good. He's going to run into it, you know, and it helps more than it hurts. I would rather him, you know, be smoking weed than drinking alcohol.
And there you go. He hopes someday to share a joint
That's
with his
son. That's the anthem of the pot smoker.
I thought that was rather responsible.
Rather smoke weed than drink alcohol.
He actually
They've
said
always
like,
battle the weed drinkers. They've
the latter,
it's not a battle. It's a preference. You know, some people like this, some people like that.
In the latter part of the interview, he said he hopes someday to share a joint with his son. I said, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You wouldn't get a drunk saying that.
Yeah.
Well, what's worse?
Hey, I want to get my 9-year-old boy and give him a bottle of whiskey.
A lot of dads are proud to give their kid the first beer.
Their first beer. Yeah.
I saw that growing
their
up.
Their first legal beer.
Right. Little Jabril.
What's worse, or is it an equal? You've got a beer, you've got a joint, or a jelly donut.
Mmm, boy.
What
that's,
kind of
that's,
donut?
That's
you want to know the least evil of those things?
Well, I'm just saying that...
They can all kill you.
If you promote obesity,
they can all kill you.
It's not healthy.
And I... Well, there's one of those things I wouldn't go near.
That's right, Mike.
You hate jelly donuts.
Where's my Miller Lite?
By
right
the way,
next to the Krispy Kremes.
He's taken so long to answer that question. One of those things is gone.
I can eat 2 dozen eggs.
And bad news for all of us, Mike, in show business. Mm-hmm. Bad news.
I was reading a study from the famous British medical journal, The Lancet. New study. Yes. You like new studies? People who are entertainers die younger.
That's right, Mike.
Yeah, I'll tell you something. You try working 1 hour a day. Yeah, I mean. And then on the other hand, you have a guy like Regis Philbin, who's almost 90, for God's sakes, but technically not an entertainer. So.
And that, Mike, that is your magic audio vault. I can't wait for news.
Thank you, Rob. We'll take a break. Come back with Mike and the news.
Did you close the thing?
Right after this. Oh, sorry.
Thank you.
I was thinking about my news. We'll be right back, everybody.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen.
No, welcome back.
Welcome back.
Do it like I do it.
Well, I thought you would do that. You don't normally do it to me. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Now let's go to him in his soundproof booth. News with Mike O'Mara.
Yay.
Thank you, Rob. The news is brought to you by Mike O'Mara Show's Amazon page. Now you can save up to 75% on all jewelry, just in time for Mother's Day, Father's Day, graduations. Out of kicks are more your style. Now save up to 60% on athletic shoes. Save money and support the show. The banner ad at MikeOMaraShow.com takes you directly to your account at home, school, church, or work. Shop through MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Time for the news.
News!
Two teenagers are accused of escaping from a juvenile rehabilitation camp and fatally beating and stabbing an elderly couple at a vacation cabin in southwest Missouri.
Wow.
No, there's nothing funny about this. 17-year-old Anthony Zaro of Spring, Texas, and 16-year-old Christopher Allen of Nashville, Tennessee, are charged with first-degree murder.
That's sad.
That's not funny.
It's not funny at all.
Boo.
The Brooks of Michigan were staying in a vacation cabin near Lamp, 50 miles south of Springfield, when they were killed.
My old stomping ground.
That effing sucks.
I spent a lot of summers there as a child.
Here's another happy story. An 8-story building housing several garment factories collapsed near Bangladesh's capital on Wednesday, killing at least 87 people and trapping many more under a jumbled mass of concrete.
That's not good.
Rescuers tried to cut through the debris with earth movers, drilling machines in their bare hands less than 5 months after a factory fire killed 112 people.
Oh boy.
This reporter indicates that something's very wrong in Bangladesh.
They should have a concert.
Richard Parker.
Is that from the
Bangladesh
album?
From the Bangladesh concert album. Where am I going to get my burkas now?
Hey, it's time for another news story, Rob.
Oh, let me go back to that thing then. You need your sounder.
Yeah, I do. I'm waiting.
And now more news.
And do you want to? You want Brian Williams this time?
Yes, please.
All right, here we go. Law enforcement officials searched the home of a second Mississippi man in connection with the ricin-laced letters sent to the president and a U.S. senator after charges were dropped without explanation against a man arrested in the case last week.
If I can pull you off script for a second, Brian.
Yes.
Brian.
Yeah.
How does that sit with you?
I'm not for it.
How come?
I'm not for it at all. Everett Dushke.
Yes.
Back to the script now, Brian.
How would you pronounce D-U-T-S-C-H-K-E? Everett Dushke.
Dushke.
Or Dutchke. Yes.
Or Dutchke. Thank you, Buzz. Uh-huh. Whose Tupelo, Mississippi home was searched Tuesday by dozens of officials in some hazmat suits, had feuded with Paul Kevin Curtis.
Yes.
That sounds like a real son of a bitch, doesn't it?
Hey, Brian.
The Elvis impression.
Did you hear about Buzz? He dodged the law today, got out of a traffic ticket.
I didn't get a chance to see it. You know why?
Why?
I was watching my daughter get railed on that show, Girls.
Hey, when you watch that show, Girls.
Yeah.
Brian.
There's one time she was doing it in that way that, collies do it.
Hey, and sometimes,
I didn't like that at all.
Sometimes with herself.
Or did I? What were you going to ask me?
I was going to ask, when you watch the show Girls, you know, there's lots of women on it. Does it ever move?
Occasionally.
Oh, dear.
You like especially Lena?
The fat girl with the tattoo.
Yeah, really, she's hot. That's
that
your type?
Nasty-ass tattoo
didn't
on her
like
shoulder.
That.
Yeah.
You like that?
Looks like just an elaborate spider vein. What's that? I've got 3 minutes to go?
3 minutes, Mr. Williams.
I can't handle that.
Hey, you know what?
What are we doing here?
You should be on the show, Girls.
Anyway,
that'd be
great. Paul Kevin Curtis is a 45-year-old celebrity impersonator.
Right.
He maintained his innocence since his arrest, and I'm glad justice has been served.
Yeah, I know a 54-year-old celebrity impersonator.
Would you like Walter Cronkite now?
I would.
Lawmakers are asking tough questions. Are you going to get the news sounder again? Come on.
And now more news.
Lawmakers are asking tough questions about how the government tracks suspected Boston Marathon bomber Tamerlan Chernevikov.
Hey, Walter.
Yeah.
You ever watch the show Girls Up in Heaven?
No, but that's the extent of the story. Lawmakers are asking tough questions.
I would like for Walter Cronkite to stick around.
U.S. students are falling behind their international rivals. Young people aren't adept at new technology.
2 minutes, Uncle Walter.
America's economy will suffer if schools don't step up their game.
Uh-huh.
A Nation at Risk, the report issued 30 years ago by President Ronald Reagan's Education Department, was meant as a wake-up call for the country. It spelled out where the United States was coming up short in education and what steps could be taken to avert a crisis.
Walter?
Yes?
A lot of women in news now.
It's warnings.
How do you feel about that?
I'm in the middle of my story, for God's sake.
Yeah, I understand.
The warnings still reverberate today, with 1 in 4 Americans failing to earn a high school degree on time, and the U.S. lagging in other countries in the percentage of young people who complete college.
I was wondering.
Or college.
With the
that
women
was a joke based on lack of education. I didn't really go over. Thank you very much.
With all the women in news, like, would you ever bone Jane Pauley?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Half of Canadians say they don't save monthly, but 72% say they would give up social media in exchange for $250 a month in extra savings, the survey says.
Sure.
The survey by ING Direct found many Canadians would relinquish what most consider hard-to-live-without items or activities for a certain period of time for a hypothetical $250 a month in extra savings. However, most were not willing to give up sex. 44% said they would not give up 6 months of sex.
Go Canada.
But women were far more willing to abstain than their male counterparts.
Huh.
37% of the women, 26% of the men.
Sure, have you seen Canadian men?
I gave up 6 months of sex just for this ring.
Thank you. And finally.
How's that?
For 14 years, Lieutenant Bill Schwartz was the face of the Miami Police Department.
Face.
As one of the most outspoken public information officers in the country, Schwartz left a lasting impact in South Florida.
Really?
Then after retiring from the force in 2008, his life took a dramatic turn. For the past 3 years, he's been starring in a new role as a nude model.
Oh!
After leaving the police department, I was in a show where I had a nude scene, and the show and even my performance got mediocre reviews. But my body got raves, said Schwartz, 60.
Now 60?
Now he travels to art classes around South Florida for a few times a week, and it's safe to say that even though he's left the police force, he's still able to use his gun. I'm Mike O'Mara, and that's the news.
Well done, sir.
Thank you very much, sir. That's it. We got to get out of here. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new show. Hope you enjoyed it, and have fun. More fun and more thrills coming back tomorrow. On tomorrow's show, let me just tell you, because I got 600 things going on.
I want to hear about Lucy.
Maybe you will, maybe you won't. I'm not sure.
I do.
The FBI, I'd like to talk about the fact that right now they're saying that they called Russia, but Russia basically didn't call them back.
That's right.
Well, it's like Oscar Santana.
That's the excuse for letting this bomber go. You call back.
Yeah. The FBI has 67 messages waiting in its phone.
Right.
I get to those.
And my wife is cute, and I will explain why she is cute.
Okay.
And I will pre-warn you, that is not going to be all that hysterically funny, but it's going to be nauseatingly cute. We got to get out of here. We'll see you tomorrow next time. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Happy birthday, Kathy.
Yeah.
Thank you.